17. Yeah, B-52s are definitely not propeller driven. Probably B-29.
That sounds like something very dirty from the Bunny Ranch. Rich. Ed's a nice guy. We dug a trench together.
Absolutely true. And by the way, I can't operate a bunk. I've tried, I just can't get it.
Too many vibrations?
That's part of it, but not the whole thing.
Steve Gary, I know Ed can take it, because Ed is a man's man. He's not a pretend man. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Ed, do you realize I found out that the OA weekend is going to be sharing the camp with a family camping on the other side this year?
I'll tell you why it frightens me. Almost any other outing I wouldn't mind it, but the OA weekend, to have a family there with some little kids, it can actually scare them.
You mean during the ceremonies, all the hooping and hollering?
No, I'm talking about watching the chain gang.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the binding. What are you guys, outlawed hazing in that organization?
Agreed, agreed. WB2EAV. Now, it is not hazing. Trust me, they've given a lot of thought. But the idea is that you are doing grunt labor. And you know you're going to be doing it up front. And it's not abusive. But, like, Gary and I were part of a team that were literally digging a ditch. Literally.
Okay, and the point is? Point is simple. The camp needed the ditch. We were out there to do service for the camp, and we got that assignment. Just the two of you, or were there more of you digging this ditch? How long, how deep, and how wide was this ditch? And where did you put the spoils?
Did I take it or do you want them?
Jacob, don't forget to tell them we had to cut the asphalt to dig that ditch.
It wasn't really digging a ditch per se, literally. There was a drainage ditch by the side of the road, and we were just basically, trimming it, expanding it, squaring it off. And yeah, we were part of a fairly large team. It was not onerous work. But I'm saying a little kid could take a look at it and misunderstand and think that, you know, it's kind of like a prison chain gang. It would be easy to make that mistake, even though we really didn't feel that way. And we did really have to cut much of the pavement, but there were one or two spots where we had to use a pickaxe to break it up. And then when we ran out of time, they brought in a payloader to finish it up.
Because, you know, when Gary starts talking about hard work, I mean, you know, for Gary, hard work is picking up a piece of paper off the front lawn that blew up there from one of his neighbor's garbage cans. So, you know, I just wanted to try and get this into perspective. All right. So there we go. At least now everybody has a good mental picture of what's going on. But then again, let me ask you a question, Gary and Ed. And you could take it in just that order, and to BPN Mobile, by the way. How would a little kid know what a prison chain gang looks like? It's not like, you know, you see prison chain gangs working on the side of the road all the time. If he just sees a bunch of guys, all with shovels and pickaxes and whatnot, working in a group, how would he know that it's a chain gang, especially since none of yous would be wearing orange jumpsuits?
I don't know how he would know it's a chain gang, but Ed's mind's fading a little bit. We had that asphalt cutter that was putting the spikes for a good part of that, and they had to put the picks and the shovels, get the cut asphalt out, and then clean up the trench, and if I remember correctly, they put a service pipe in there so they could run waters from parking lot all the way down to that cabin.
I don't specifically remember parts of that, but that's okay. And Rich, to answer your question, no, I'm not sure that a young kid first name, even though it wasn't his real name. His real name, I remember, was Muni Weissenfeld or something, but Paul Muni. And I am a I'm an escapee from a Georgia chain gang, something like that. No, the kid hasn't seen that movie. But it's the concept. It's just the concept. You don't have to have full familiarity to recognize that something ain't good.
You're saying that the image that the whole group of you presented of all being hardworking, laboring individuals, all fully engaged in your work, and if it wasn't, you know, a warm day, in your wife beater t-shirts, hot and sweaty, you know, breaking rocks, moving dirt, cutting asphalt, all this stuff, that this was going to scare a young lad? I don't know. You're making this very hard for me to swallow here, Ed. I'm going to need a lot of water to swallow this one.
That would have scared them. The fact that when one of the youth groups were getting too rowdy and they sent them over to us old fogies to work with us as a punishment, that was an interesting concept.
Actually, my son was in that group, and I'm sure he wasn't one of the rowdies, but he never was rowdy. But we enjoyed working together.
Ed, I haven't seen you on one of those weekends since then. Do you ever go out?
Negative. Although, I do a lot of stuff. I'm a unit commissioner for 4 units, and I'm part of the team that runs the Camporee the last few years. I helped out with the so-called Shrekeree this past weekend. Get the idea?
Yeah, you're putting in your hour a week.
Yeah, close to it anyway.
Can I get in here 1 second?
Okay.
Back on the radio, I heard off the air your situation. At the BPM, why don't you, if you have a chance, call me on the phone. Let's discuss our differences. I don't want to discuss it over the air, because I get the feeling that you have a problem with me. I'd like to settle it over the phone. We can maybe discuss this thing and find out what it is. How's that sound?
I have it, but I'm in no condition to make calls now. Look, it's obvious that Rich gave you his answer. I'm not terribly enamored with it, but it's what it is.
Well, you have my number, Eddie, okay? I didn't know, I heard about your situation where you went down the air, you know, the whole nine yards. Glad to hear you up there.
Yeah, I'm starting my new job today. Problem is I gotta schlep out to the Verrazano Bridge every day for the next 6 months to a year.
To the hall. I said, but patient. How's everything else doing? Looks like they ran off the name of your digital repeater.
I have no idea. I do not have capability there. If there's no one here, I'll just listen to the news on the AM radio.
A little bit before I've got some stuff to do, but I got a few minutes. PZ, whatever.
Ed, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I was drawing a blank on what to say.
Well, let's reminisce more about scouting.
I don't have to reminisce. I was doing it, what, 48 hours ago? Less, 36.
Well, I usually get out there twice a year for 208 weekends. The Red Scouting stuff is paperwork at home. One weekend, because I had too much construction house. It was just in.
All right, Gary. Well, let me tell you something. I am very proud of myself. In about 7 miles with a full pack on Saturday.
That's a nice little trek. 7 miles with a full pack. I don't know if I'm in shape enough to do that right now. Last time I did anything really strenuous with a pack was on the Nora first open, and I came up in the middle of the week, walked the power line with a full track with a full pack. And I was in walk power line with a pack. Yeah, what's the big deal?
I know the power line trail well, and I usually avoid it. I think it's dangerous. If things are wet, it's treacherously slippery, and you can really hurt yourself on the rocks.
Trail was pretty clear when I used it. Wasn't any real rocks there, and they had it terraced for actual steps in it every... They would put another terrace in. Just narrow, steep. And, with a full pack, there's lots of fun.
Like I said, I avoid it even without a pack.
Well, you could always avoid it if you wanted to take the long route around. And since I was, walking, and it was very early in the morning, I did not feel like taking the long route around.
Yeah, it certainly is a shortcut, but it comes with a price. And I usually prefer not to take the price. Well, occasionally I'm stuck. I'm with a batch of people who decide to take it, and I gotta go along with them. But I'm just saying, in principle, I think if it's in any way wet, it's dangerous.
Okay, so I haven't been up there in quite a few years. Wonder what other changes they've made to the camp since I was there last. The last time I was there, they had the new shower house up. They had set up a remote first aid station on that side of the camp, Health Lodge. Remember what else?
They put in a pavilion there. Pelican needs more code.
And you want to repeat that? You were garbled.
Yeah, I was under a railroad trestle. They put in a pavilion. They have belly dancers teaching Morse code.
You know, that might make the scouts interested in learning Morse code.
I once had an interesting experience with a belly dancer. You want to hear about it? No, it's definitely rated G.
Well, seeing that I am on the downslope to the tunnel, it'll have to wait for the next time I catch you. I'm not on every morning. The next time I'll be on at this hour will be Thursday. So I shall speak to you then, and is that it be clear?
Oh, you're making good time. Alright, let me just summarize it very, very, very quickly. If you know you're going to be embarrassed and there's absolutely nothing you can do to prevent it, then you can let it all hang out without feeling bad.
WB2. H2EA Zoom Mobile, K60DG, you still in there?
Oh, you're looking for me? I'm still here, boy.
How far are you from your destination, over?
Say again, please.
How are you from your destination, over?
Pretty far. From the Verrazano Bridge and coming up to Kennedy Airport.
Coming yet, and I think maximum traffic.
5 minutes before I left the house. I checked the map traffic. Pretty clean. Ready to the lock.
Oh, you gotta just allow for it. Now, how many miles are you, let's see, trying to think.
about a 30-mile trip or better.
Call the board.
Comes out over 40.
Air on the advisor for a very sticky.
I believe where you're located. That is a trip. But, look, at least you got something. You got in for a certain amount of time, so that way, go ahead.
Keep in mind, this project is supposed to normally last 6 months, but since something never finishes on time, more like the 8 or 9. What happens next is something of a question. The council I'm dealing with is supposed to get you something else when it ends. But A, you never know. B, might not necessarily be any closer.
Would you let go of one of those headhunting companies?
Apparently, the public agencies, like the MTA, have these contracting arrangements that the big outfits have to bring in some smaller outfits where they farm out work as subcontractors. And I'm dealing with basically a Beltway Bandit outfit that deals with that. That they farm out, you know, contracting larger outfits that actually do the work.
You have a commercial FCC license, don't you?
Negative. I do have a professional engineering license, job required, but that's a totally different subject.
So if you have an FCC license or not, if it's a license or an FCC, I can throw some people I know and possibly talk to them. You have to call me on the phone. No, I don't want to discuss any of this.
See myself. This is really not too ready for that discussion.
Been very busy. I suppose you've heard what I've been involved in.
Unfortunately, yes. I feel bad.
But the other part.
Well, unless you've been arrested for murder, I have that part. That one I haven't heard of. I just have heard all the other stuff.
Well, now about the airplane. Now, because it says on the place card, not airworthy at this time. They back at me about salvage in my driveway. How do you like those birds?
You know what? I got enough stress right now. I don't think I can handle that one.
Handle it, believe me. November 3rd, I'm going back to the Hempstead courthouse. But I'll win this one, too. I don't know how, if you're up on the other part of it, it's very interesting.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. Tomorrow, I'm going to work a few minutes early.
Better, what route is, better route, Arizona Bridge, than just bicycle the bell?
Alternative, which actually knocked off about 5 miles. Now I over the Conciasco down to the Arizona. According to Google Maps, traffic this way was better today, now. And I'm not so sure I want to take the LIC towards Manhattan. But it is a viable option, but the Google Maps traffic told me to go there. But Gary took the LIE into the tunnel and he's going to bring the time, so I may have made a mistake. Maybe Google Maps lied to me.
Up to get to the beach, there with grab the LIE and then go down again. There's a lot of options on that. You know, because Grand Central is not going to be that crowded the time you're running.
Yeah, the Grand Central is an option. That's true. It is a fair amount of mileage, but it might actually save time.
I know I've taken the Grand Central. You know, and I saved a lot of time going over to Staten Island. It was near some peak hours, too. I'm just trying to visualize the whole layout. You got BQE going into the Arizona Bridge. You'll pull a map out, I'm sure. But the main thing is, the belt may not be the ultimate thing. You may have to, you know, swing north and then swing south to grab the bridge.
Yeah, well, northern states, last night, it's been so much in deposition that I was just leery about getting this patch at this hour. Maybe it was a mistake on my part, but I got plenty of time to practice.
See how it works out, then you figure the best option. Because I figured coming here from the city where I'm located, back to the shop at Richmond Hill, I found there were better options than getting on that BQE. I take the Sunrise Francis Lewis and swing over, and I've saved a lot of time going that way when there was any traffic on the BQE, on the belt.
Oh, Francis, I know Francis Lewis very well. I have a lot of traffic lights.
Also on Springfield Boulevard. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of different streets there that are amazing that do have the lights timed. Let's say 35, you make every light.
I've been hearing about road timed lights all my life. The only place I run on Ocean Parkway is Brooklyn.
I was in LA. They had one road. It's called San Fernando Road. And you set yourself up at 35. Every light for about almost 15 miles, you went right through.
Well, the good news is I'm pleased to work out so well. The bad news is I haven't been there and probably never will.
And I think you'll figure the best route. You know, at least, and also, are you flexible on your time structure? Can they give you flexibility, or they pretty much set you into a specific time structure?
I'm pretty much set in.
I know some jobs, you know, as long as you punch your rate, you're okay.
I understand perfectly, but this job, I have to work with other people, so I'll have to be on the same.
Sounds like an interesting project. You said you're involved with putting together a substation.
Yes, apparently the substation that powers up the Verrazano Bridge and related accessories like the toll booth. Very old, and it needs to be replaced. Building a new one in parallel, so that someday, about 6 to 10 months from now, one night at 3 a.m., start everything down, change everything over for 10 minutes, bring everything up with a new substation, and begin to dismantle the old one. And I'm going to be involved with that.
Island side, or is it on the Brooklyn side?
Staten Island side, unfortunately. Get this, I'm working on the bridge and I gotta be in the toll.
Okay, so on the Staten Island side, was it north or south of the bridge are they building the structure?
They have their service just south of the toll. It's a fairly large area. This is within that area.
And the backup power is what, I imagine diesel? The project. I've been putting in all the switchover stuff, the generators and everything. Well, what are they working with there? I know it's all three phase, but what's the maximum voltages that you have to put on those generators?
You're making a mistake. This is my first day. I don't know that yet.
Give me a pre-thing as far as what the whole job entails, as far as the equipment they'll be working with.
Yeah, but what they told me, you now know.
Well, then tomorrow you should be a little more knowledgeable about the whole project.
God, I hope I know more tomorrow.
Buck, I know what you were in there for a while. I've been very busy. Very, very busy. Between the, you know, running the operation over in Richmond Hill and then running the operation here in Oceanside.
I was actually out of work for a year almost to the day. So about 4 months of that, I was, you know, I had other issues, so I was not actively working. But I was looking for a few months before and months after. I'm very glad I got this. Not too many people want to hire an old codger like me, regardless of the fact that there are very impartial people who will say, I've still got it, but nobody cares.
Read over your resume. They know your experience. Your experience fits into what they need.
So age isn't a factor on this thing. It's experience and knowledge.
Get off the radio, Al.
Sure, but the fine thing is...
Al, get off the radio, Al.
The bulk of my career was working...
Get off the radio.
...on military electronics. And there's none of that here.
Get off the...
Part of it, we have some company. Try it again, then. I got no part of it here. Everything else is covered.
I think it's time for me to try the AM radio.
AM radio, when you have a chance, give me a call. You have my numbers.
Radio.
Good, but probably later in the week. I'm
not talking about it. I'll just get my
phone. So, bad time. I think it's a bad time to start a job. All right. Traffic's laying up a bit. WB2.
Okay, Ed, good luck. K6DPC clear.
Don't come back.
All right.
WJL, you are frequency rich. And to FSB.
So?
Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL repeater system.
2CMF. WB2CMF. KD2CW. Sunny at bat.
Nobody's off. Go to bed.
WB2.
Nobody's home. Go to bed.
Wait.
Hi, good morning, man. Oh, it's cold out there. Throw us on the cards.
Nobody's home. Go to bed.
Yeah, show in 32. No frost on the car, though, but the front windshield is doing up. So, it's a crude awakening from, 88 degrees I was seeing.
I'm sure it is. Not help my cold any. It's got this terrible cough.
Take it.
Cold doesn't help, especially upstate. I see it's like in the lower 20s up there. And I'm glad I got up there and drained everything.
Daniels.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Just trying to get back into the swing of things, you know. It's been away for a week and a half, you know. All the little things that you're used to, you know. get back in and start doing it all again. I like to say that it's nice to be back and all that and get back to work, but I don't need to be starting the week with a lie.
Yeah, I hear you. Light this morning, so I calmed down last night. I was going to give you a call, but I started watching the Met game. In fact, I watched it up to about the 8th inning, and then next thing I knew, it was like midnight. I had a conversation with me and Bernie last night, you know, on the way home.
I did. Like I said, I was having some trouble with the laptop, so I was listening. It was an interesting conversation. He sounds like a nice guy, you know, and it, you know, I'm still, impressed somewhat. You know, the antenna's only up 20 feet, and to get that kind of a range out of the repeater is pretty good. It'll be better when it's up at 100 feet.
ETZ. When you take it and pass it back over to me.
Al, get off the radio, Al.
I want to know if you got in contact with the cardiologist. Took my advice on it or what happened. I'm just more curious. K6DP.
Alarm over here. Get off the radio.
As a matter of fact, I did. I called them Thursday or Friday. I forgot what day. Spoke to a very nice lady. First impressions, you know, very positive. Made an appointment.
earliest I could get was November 9th. And she heard all about, you know, my doctor. You know, she took some info down, and, you know, I was able to make an appointment. He's still seeing new patients. And she knew you. So, yeah, it seems like he's going to be a good doctor.
Waiting for me to pick it up. Good morning, Hal. WB2CMF. Why don't you take it, Phil?
WB2CMF, KB2CWC. Pat, I'll be back in a minute. It's cold enough. I'm going to start up the car and we'll start warming it up, so I'll be right back.
Hey, Phil. No problem. Good morning to you, Hal. Haven't spoken to you in a while. Nice to see you back on. I was away last week down in much warmer temperatures. I was down in Florida last week. When I left on Friday, it was 88 down there. Come back to this. I don't like the hot weather, but this, I don't like this either.
Turned the way it did. Matter of fact, the guys just did an exchange system they're finishing it today of going from oil to gas heat. They're just doing the final connections. This is going to get done right before it really gets cold. Yeah, if I, your brother needs, got to be moved up. I know this cardiologist very well. I can make a phone call, maybe, with up for him if he wants. There should be a big problem on that.
Yeah, I know he's trying to shake the cold first, so, that's still lingering for him. Yeah, okay, on the gas conversion. Yeah, I tried that 21 years ago over here. And unfortunately, I'm 1,400 feet away from the nearest main, and at the time that was Loco. They would not go more than 7, so I would have to pay the additional 700 feet at something like $35 a foot. It would have cost me about $30,000 to make the conversion, so it turned me crazy. But they were nice about it. You know, they said, well, you know, we'll canvass the neighborhood. If you just get one or two people who would do it closer to you and get within the 700 feet, we'll run it. But no one wanted it. So 21 years later, I still don't have gas.
Well, I've got gas coming in already. So it's a matter of just swinging over. And, you know, being a two-family property rental, I have separate gas meters, so I'm going to have a third meter for the gas, and I'm paying the gas for the heating. Now, the whole system I put in, we have off-residence meters, so I have 3 meters at the place at Richmond Hill. First floor, second floor, the dormer, the lab, and the showroom is all in a separate feed, and all the lighting outside. Go ahead.
Softball, I said, now shut up.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, it's funny though, last week or 2 weeks ago before I left for vacation.
Mueller clan, don't listen to him. He's full of fucking baloney.
Point where I think I'm now within 700 feet, just barely. I don't know why they did that. I don't see any new hookups unless someone did finally request a hookup. But like I told my wife, you know, at this stage of the game, you know, I would never make the money back, or, you know, oil is cheaper this year anyway. And the only reason to convert would be for, you know, the cleanliness and you know, it's a lot less heartache with oil versus gas. But at this stage of the game, it's just not worth it. So I think I'll just stick to oil for now. WB2CMF Mobile.
Bill. 86 DPZ. No, the thing is, being I have gas feed there already, and the oil company screwed up big time about 8 months ago. It was almost the end of last winter. I had auto delivery, and they had a new guy on the job, and the new guy wasn't told, you know, that there's accessibility to fill the tank. And I wasn't in town at the time, and my tenants were all out for about a week's vacation, both of my tenants. Tank didn't get filled. The gas, the oil burner shut down. And I had a couple burst pipes. So the oil company is on my list where there's some heavy problems. This was affecting their job of auto feed. So I came, he's new,
They didn't fill them in where the security parts were, you know, to get into the area, to get in, to put the oil in. So they say, I owe him X number of dollars. I said, would you pay me X number of dollars, then I'll pay you. Go ahead.
I'm using 2SCT Mobile. Good morning.
That's kind of rough when something like that happens. They usually have it written down. I'm really surprised. Well, good morning to you, Peter. Whether you take it, maybe Phil's back there, so take it and then turn it over to Phil if he's in there. WB2CMF Mobile.
Okay, good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Al and Phil. I'll turn it to you if you're in there now. WB2SCT Mobile. I hope you had a great time in Florida. Got back, and I think it was a Friday night or Saturday, and it's been very enjoyable. Nice beautiful morning. It gives you get back to a little cooler weather. But it's going to be warming up nicely tomorrow, and it'll be great right through the week. So back to the 70s or around 70 or so. Hold on to those temperatures as long as we can. Phil, if you're in there, good morning. I'll turn it over to you, and otherwise then Al will pick it up. Phil?
Hey, good morning, Peter. And, I'm back, yeah. Al, that appointment is fine with me. I got other appointments, so it works out good. Like Wednesday, I got the eye doctor, so appointment coming up. So yeah, I can wait. It's not that... It was a 6-month checkup anyway, so. And I managed to get my medical record, so there should be no problem. The lady just told me I'll bring it in with. Go ahead, pick it up, Al.
I said you have a check pretty rapidly. I know him very well, and I just have to make a phone call and move you up the line with no problem, as long as he's in that situation. Okay, but you're gonna like him. See his office staff. They're as compassionate as the office staff. Okay, CMS, pick it up. Keep six dirty purple zombies.
Okay, yeah, Peter, I had a good time. You know, it's hard not to have a good time when Prince at Disney. But until you get the bills, of course. And Phil, funny story, yo. I took the monorail 3 times and got stuck twice. Last time we were stuck out in the open for a half hour, 35 minutes. When we got off, they gave us all free fast passes. But what's interesting about that, both times that it broke down, it was due to having to reset the computers on board and re-upload the software. And the first time, you know, we pulled into the station, I said, okay, we're going to have to do exactly what you guys do at home with your PCs. We got to power down the whole system and then bring it back up to reboot it. And I'm thinking, wait, there's something wrong with this. That may be okay for a PC, but not for a safety critical device. What's going on over here? The second time that we got stuck for a half hour, they tried that trick with the train ahead of us, and it never came back on. They had to tow it off. WB2CMF Mobile. And by the time it works around to me, I'll be at the 7-Eleven, so I'll be back in a few.
Hey, Pat. Very good. Oh, sorry that happened a couple of times. Hey, your full bill on the input passing exit by your working ACH here. Very good. And I apologize, but it sounds like, I'm curious what hotel you stayed at down there. And Al said he was thinking of it. And Phil, I wonder if you went up to shut everything down. Of course, somebody got up there because it's freezing, so I got up there to shut there. Freezing mark up to 720. That's small bill.
First of all, from the rotation, and I wait for it to come back.
I think I'm next. We did get up there this weekend. I went up there. Had snow squalls. Snowed a little bit on Saturday night. And snow squalls all day yesterday. Nothing really sticky, except like on the deck. Not used to seeing that quite yet. And the colors on the trees are just gorgeous. A little past the peak, but still great. And I managed to get everything drained.
Very good, Hal, go ahead, and then I'll pick it up after you and I get back.
Yeah, I can't stay in too long. I was just taking care of some stuff here, but I walked by the room and I heard you fellas on. So, Peter, when you have a chance, do give me a call on the Twisted Pete. I'm going to fill you in on what's happening. Other than that, I've just been very, very busy. Just finishing the soil system, as I mentioned. And the plane's still in the driveway. And I'm trying to do what I can as far as changing Hempstead. I'll tell you more about Pete on the phone. Oh, WB2 CMF. Okay. Yes, I mean, I think still in here, Pat. K6 DPC in the group. I gotta get them in rotation now.
KD2 ESY. Hey, Andy, recognized, all right? I'll hand it over to you, and then you can hand it to Pat if he's back from the 11. Very good, Hal. Yeah, I will catch up with you on that. It is out and everything. So, I'm glad, Pat, you got up there for the weekend and get you one out any morning and night. It's time, because I guess you drained it yesterday and came down, right? I don't think you might hit freezing up there, so you had to allow my friend at the Poconos to decide to drain everything. Usually, he fell and he's an operation on his shoulder. Actually, I'm planning to be there. Go there in March. For us, if we want to go there and visit, we'd have to stay, early. Never, generally, we don't go up. All right, Andy, over to you, and then I got W2 and...
Good morning to the Breakfast Club. Oh, Pat, Phil, morning, Hal. Pete, I didn't hear you last week. On vacation. An easy life of a teacher. I missed you. 31 degrees a moment ago. What's going on here? Summer is not over. It's certainly morning. So, start the week again. Coming up. Pickles in your dime. We're almost gone. Patty, you back yet? Go ahead.
Yes, WB2CMF Mobile, I'm back. Well, good morning to you, Andy. And I'm showing 30 degrees now in Ronkonkoma on the dashboard. That's 50 degrees colder than when I left on Friday, maybe more, because it was really hot last week. Almost every day it was in the upper 80s down there. So a little bit too hot, but a lot nicer than 30. It's a rude awakening coming back to this. Hey, yeah, Phil, you know, that annoys the heck out of me. You know, they upgraded their computer systems on a monorail, and now they have nothing but trouble with them because they updated them with PC-based systems. You know, there's something wrong with that. And you know, we as the public, you know, we've gotten used to the idea of, yeah, well, you know, you just have to reboot it every now and then. But when you, you know, have a couple hundred people on a monorail, that's not supposed to happen. WB2 CMF Mobile,
KD2C. Morning, Andy. Yeah, see, that's what I mean. I dread, like, when LIJ upgrades, when they all start upgrading to Windows 10, because that's what happens. Look what happened with me. They couldn't get my name into the... Actually, they had my name doubled, so they couldn't schedule anything for me or bill me. It was... What a horror. They saw there was only about less than a dozen people that happened to. But it happened to me. Have customizable software. You know, don't go with Windows. You're asking for trouble. That's all I got to say about that. Over to you, Hal.
Betty, the million model.
Pick it up. K6DP group.
Hey, yeah. Change the order a little bit. Let me make sure I have it. Okay, very good. Especially Mobile, I'll turn it over to you, Hal. Yeah, the upgrading it caused some more problems. Had to run into that. Tell you, say that there, Pat, when it comes around to you. Andy, good morning. I hope you had a good weekend. Pat got back on Friday or Saturday, I think. Especially Mobile. Hal.
SCG Mobile the group K6DPC. Yeah, I got to finish up an email here that just came in. Gentlemen, pull me out of the minutes from the rotation, and as soon as I get done with this email stuff, I'll come back. Let's see, They turn it over. I think Andy gets it. Go ahead, Andy. Pick it up. K6DPC Mobile in the group.
K6DPC2EXY. Phil, Neil was talking about Windows 10 last meeting that we had, a general meeting. If I remember correctly, this is a particular that actually is doing very well. Of course, there are always glitches in the upgrade. Much of that software that can go wrong, but it's pretty good. And if I remember correctly, a good presentation, he comparing the different operating systems. That when I get another computer, I'm probably going to go straight to 10. That's all they're going to be offering. I think they're just finitely. We got to test it out. I'll have to ask my kids, my sons are programmers. Remember one of them, he got him a new computer. He was in advanced school number of years ago, like one of those gaming groups, it might have been World of Warcraft, had asked him as a, I guess, as a tester for their program because this is how it was run. But my boys are pretty savvy with this stuff. Pat, go ahead, pick it up, please, and I hope you got some donuts for everybody in this group.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah, I can understand your the wish to go with a PC-based system. You get all the fancy graphics and all that. And, you know, we build a computer system that we put aboard these flight test aircraft. They cost $150,000 a piece, you know, versus a PC-based system, which is, you know, a tenth of that. But our system is designed to run 24/7. And can you imagine if it had to be rebooted while the plane was in midair? We would get hell to pay. I don't know. It's just a thought, you know, on a transportation system, it should be an embedded type system that's designed to run 24/7. I've never seen it that bad. And Pete, this time we did cheaper. We stayed at the Coronado Springs Hotel, which is starting to show its age a little bit. But, you know, it's Disney. The minute you say Disney, it's expensive no matter what. Anyway, I am in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3 to all of you, and maybe catch you on this afternoon. And Hal, if you're still listening, what number can I reach you at this week? WB2CMF Mobile, I'll be listening out.
Ready to write?
Hal, give him the number.
516-303-2051. 516-678-3430. Office 718-84090.
And quick question, I'm sorry.
You have, if I get time, I'll try to give you a call today. 73.
Andy.
Okay, Andy, pick it up. 73, Pat, I'll talk to you later.
Quick question, when they're operating software on an aircraft, knowing that the software is multitasking, when it's doing a certain function, can sections of the software be upgraded while it is still running?
Well, if you design the system right, you can do that. But, you know, I have another issue with them trying to upgrade software with passengers on a monorail. You know, one of the rules that we follow in this industry is that you don't do that live, you know, not with passengers on board. You do it after hours. So that was a little surprising, too. And by the way, on Saturday, when the first day we arrived there, a monorail was stuck right outside the Contemporary Hotel. They needed to get the fire department out there because they couldn't move the monorail. You know, stuff like that just shouldn't happen.
Thank you. Go ahead, Pete.
Very good, Andy and Pat. All right, Pat, I'll catch you this afternoon. Probably I'll be around 3:30 or so. So I'll probably catch you because I have my lessons in Hyde Park, and the new Hyde Park is the one in Seagulls, so I'm sure I'll up with you this afternoon, so maybe catch you also. I have another round left, and Hal, catch you later. Yeah, too bad they bump hours, right? All right, I guess I'll pass it around to over here, but I'll...
W2SET Mobile Team. Thank you. And, Andy, yeah, I wanted to get to that meeting last week, but unfortunately, I'm still fighting this cold. I still have a bad cough.
going upstate, been in Helpless, got below freezing both nights. Saturday night it went into the 20s. This morning I noticed it's around 21 degrees up there.
I like Windows 10. I have it on my computer. I do not like the fact that I can't shut off automatic updates. That's a big thing for me. I want to tell them when to update my Windows. I don't want to shut down my computer and I'm seeing it. Do not turn off your computer because it's updating with the updates. And you can't shut that off on the home edition. Both of you, I guess it's either Hal or Andy.
When I check in again, I'll be mobile. Okay, 16, he says clear.
Hey, Cal. Sorry, Hal, we'll catch you in a little bit. But in the professional version, you can, I believe, the professional version, is that the version that includes Microsoft Access? It's kind of a pretty cool program. Bill?
I wasn't given the choice. It's a free upgrade, but they give you whatever the comparable Windows version. Like I have Windows 7 Home, 64-bit, so that's what I was able to download. I have no idea what it would cost. Like I said, I like it. It took a little getting used to customizing it. My time is still off. Every time I fire up the computer, it's 4 hours ahead. I couldn't figure out how to fix that in Windows 7, and when I upgraded, I still can't figure it out. I manually have to go in there and update the time. And I've tried all these fixes from Google, and it still goes 4 hours ahead, universal time. And that's your only option to set the time. It's universal time. New York is like, the time plus 5 hours, I think. I don't know. But overall, like now I don't even notice much of a difference. It's pretty close. Over to you, Pete.
Hi, Frank, it's Bill. Frank, that's Andy. I'll catch you later. Have a good day. Maybe catch you this afternoon. I'll catch you on the phone. Here, and I guess a lot of these things out. Up and everything. That's very expensive. Boy, $100,000. Has said that they deal with. And, Andy, I'm curious if you got to the Oyster Festival this year. Maybe you didn't. I didn't go this year. I just didn't want to deal with the crowds and everything. Billy, it was great, but, maybe next year. I went last year, the year before. I've gone several times. Played with the Oyster Bay Band there when they used to play. Paul, 25 years ago or 30 years ago. We're in 2SCT Mobile, so stay well, Andy, and have a great day. Enjoy the warm up tomorrow, and then be really nice to the rest of the week. So, I'll see you again. USCT Mobile. Phil?
Okay, Pete, 73. Have a great day. Don't work too hard. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. Andy, pick it up. Yeah, I hear you. Jay may be in shortly. So hopefully we'll catch him. I was thinking about you when I got up there to my place upstate. Leaves all over the place. I said to my wife, I said, I got somebody who wants to come up here and rake. Problem is, you'll be there all week raking. But colors were beautiful up there. It's just past its peak, and there's still a lot of leaves on the trees. All different shades of colors, yellow, gold, red. Nice sight to see. I'm glad I got up there. I needed to drain everything and throw the antifreeze in. The train.
Good morning, WHCDL.